Yes, we see. Hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack, and you're listening to the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts. From Fort Worth, Texas, I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you, Susan. I appreciate coming back every week like this, and I just love that Canadian accent of yours, eh? Well, hey. Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for joining us again. We have thousands of listeners around the country. You can find out more about us and what we do at americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained. We have people in 34 states. We also welcome your questions and comments. You can email us at pettalk@live.com. Susan?
Was it 34 or 37?
Well, 34, and then it'll be 35, and then it'll be 36, and then 37. I think that's how it works.
Okay.
All right.
Well, guess what? We are going to be talking to one of my favorite people today.
You're talking to him.
Favorite person.
Oh, okay.
We teach that there are four essentials to a stable dog, and one of them is good nutrition. And today, our guest is Anthony Benny. Now, he is a holistic canine nutritional expert, guys. He is the founder of Clear Conscience Pet. He's published numerous articles in the field of natural canine nutrition, and he's provided consultation for well-known natural pet food manufacturers. He's also been a guest lecturer at major veterinary colleges, including Cornell.
Cornell, wow.
Yeah, NC State at Raleigh and the University of Florida at Gainesville. Anthony, this is the really exciting part. Anthony has recently been a part of a major new book release. We cannot wait to hear about it. It's a very special project that's near and dear to our hearts, and we're going to find out more about it later in the show. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Oh, gosh. Guys, thank you so much. I thought you were talking about somebody else. It all sounded.
I was looking through my notes too. Okay.
Well, you know, on those university campuses, you know, that was only until the security team found out I was there.
Correct.
But until then, right. I did shout a lot about good nutrition to these vet students and try to get them to open their minds a bit. So
absolutely.
I enjoyed those opportunities, but it's great to talk to you folks again. We had such a nice time when we met in Las Vegas and met you two and Maverick, and you guys were incredibly generous to us, so I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your friendship.
Well, everybody knows Maverick. He's world famous. So, well, let's start off with some basics here, Tony. Where did the name Clear Conscience Pet come from, and what does that mean?
Well, when I, through my career of helping other companies until about the end of 2009, and I had one very long project with a very well-known manufacturer as an independent partner, when I decided it was time for me to really do my own thing, I thought a lot about our industry and some of the things that I like and some of the things that troubled me. And the concept of a clear conscience about how we feed our animals, how we approach our relationship with them, was really resonant with me. And frankly, and this will sound a little out there, but I don't mind being out there, is that I believe that Carly, my Chow Chow, my first dog ever, who's kind of inspired, not kind of, who did inspire my entire career in animal nutrition, from heaven kind of inspired me those were the words she wanted to hear. So I wrote those words down, and that's how our company started, from a blank sheet of paper, and we built it from there. And to me, it means a couple of things. It means, frankly, on a personal level, I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror, and my wife and I, who own and operate the company, and we want to never, ever have to look twice at ourselves and think that we haven't done the very, very best that we can, and that means leaving no stone unturned to make the best products and following up in every aspect of the safety and healthfulness of the products. But on a deeper level, I want to offer the option. I want to offer the peace of mind of a clear conscience to my customers, our friends, you know, because we consider anyone who uses our products to be part of our family and a friend. And we want them to be able to dispense with that worry when they use one of our products to say, hey, if it's clear conscience, the last thing I have to worry about is whether this is a safe, effective, and properly made product. So it kind of, the concept flows from our desire to always do the right thing. And, you know, nobody can do the right thing all the time, but we try our very, very best. And in the same token, we want our customers to know that they don't have to worry if they're using one of our products, because we're freaks. We stay up at night, so you don't have to. So that's really the whole essence of the Clear Conscience philosophy. It's superb nutrition, and it's done in a way that that we just don't ever cut a corner to save a dollar. It's just not the way we operate.
So, Tony, you mentioned your lovely, beautiful wife, Amanda, is the co-founder. Tell us about the both of you's backgrounds.
Well, Amanda and I actually met through our mutual love of animals, which is a good way for a family to be born, I believe, since animals are such an important part of, I think, all of our lives if we allow them into our hearts and our souls. And Amanda was the manager of Earth Animal in Westport, Connecticut, which is near where we still live today. And I was the guy who was the dog food guy that was calling on, you know, stores all over the country, and hers being one of them. And we realized that we both shared a lot in common, and the rest is history, as they say. We just celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary as a married couple. We have a son who's about to turn 9. So the math works out, in case anyone's
Uh-oh.
Scratching on
well,
their calculator.
I had
there.
My calculator out.
And in all seriousness, you know, she's not here right now, or I'd have her blushing, but the best thing that's ever happened to me is, besides, you know, my animals and my wife and my family, it's all one part of one sphere, and the fact that we're all in it together just makes it a beautiful thing. So thank you for asking, and she and my animals are my guiding light, and then I just try to operate from there and get pieces of paper out and make things happen.
So, you make all of the products in the USA, is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we are open-minded, because I hate to be the kind of person that, you know, operates from a negative standpoint to say, oh, you know, we dislike or distrust or have, you know, bad feelings towards other nationalities or other places, but our comfort zone is manufacturing 100% here, because I understand our regulatory structure. I know our rules, and I know how the manufacturers have to adapt to those. So knowing those things makes our comfort zone a lot more secure. So, you know, one can never say about 100% in the future, because, you know, there could be a Canadian facility. We keep an open mind, but right now, every ingredient and every process is 100% from the good old USA, and a couple of ingredients like some of our vegetables and meats. Some of our supply would come from Canada at times, but that's the extent of it. So my feeling about it is, especially with all the recalls and all the activity that's plagued our industry in the last several years, I'm just not willing to take the chance. And I'll tell you, having been, you know, to the, you know, some of the global events, and interacting with some of the international suppliers, I have to tell you, it's a little frightening, because it's kind of like, a deal with the devil. I said I wasn't going to disparage people. I don't mean it that way. But when you have it presented to you by a person from X country that they can give you these beautiful-looking freeze-dried pieces of chicken, and it's like a fourth of the price that it would cost you to make it yourself here, well, now I know why a lot of manufacturers say yes, because it's a shortcut to get into the business quickly, and it's also a very high profit margin. But it begs a lot of questions. You know, first of all, what are we doing to our own agricultural economy if we're allowing, you know, these other countries to undercut our suppliers so much?
Correct.
But second of all, how do they do it so cheaply? And there's a lot of answers. It's cheap labor.
Hey.
It's
hey,
less
Tony.
Lack of regulation. And it's chemicals and irradiation that are used in a lot of the products. So the the way that we approach it is to say, we know what's out there. We know who uses it and who doesn't. Some companies say they're USA and do use foreign ingredients. And our stance on it is it's just we tell right down the line, USA, and we'll make less money. But, again, we'll have that clear conscience, won't we?
Yeah. Yes, hey, we will. Tommy. Now, we've got to run to break real quick.
Oh, okay.
But hold on, because we're going to come right back in after these messages and talk some more.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
And we're back, folks. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we are talking, yes, he's Mark, and we're talking to Anthony Benny, founder of Clear Conscious, co-founder. We don't want to leave Amanda out. Co-founder of Clear Conscious Pet. So, Tony, you recently published an article called The Top 10 Pet Food Industry Secrets. Can you go through some of those quickly and give our listeners a preview?
Well, I think... Before he starts, I think everybody ought to grab a piece of paper and a pen, honestly, because these are something you should write down so you won't forget them.
That's a great idea. And keeping in mind, too, that these things are available on a detailed download off of our website as well. So that people can dig in a little deeper. And one thing we realize as we try to be educators primarily is that, the attention span can be pretty short out there. So we try to say, let's get some quick facts. And then those who like to dig deeper, we certainly can provide them that opportunity. But I'll jump right in. But I'll give a little preface is that, it sounds like kind of a come-on statement, like, secrets that the pet food industry don't want you to know. And I presented it that way because of my many years in the industry. What I find is that there's more often hype and exaggeration as opposed to, I don't want to accuse pet food companies of trying to, totally deceive the public. It's more that marketing just becomes so much more powerful than the desire to communicate really clearly. So what I wanted to do is try to sort some of that stuff out. So we'll just start right out with pet food secret number one, and this is kind of a big one for a lot of people when they hear me say this, is that I don't care what it's made out of, a dry kibble pet food does not constitute a natural diet. So that's a controversial statement in itself, and it hasn't made a lot of friends for me among some of the folks out there selling dry pet foods. And what I mean by that is you could have the highest quality food. I won't name any brand names. And one of the things, just to make a quick statement, is that since our current products are treats and our Super Gravy Food Enhancer, and we don't sell a daily-use dog food, I enjoy that because it gives me the opportunity to be really unbiased about the food part of the industry without my own product that I'm trying to flack, so to speak. Dry kibble dog food is not natural because there's no natural instance where an animal would walk up to a chunk of protein, fat, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals all rolled up in a little hard, dry ball. It is in and of itself not natural. The ingredients may be natural, but that style of eating is not what your dog's body or your cat's body has been biologically set up to absorb. So my spin on that or my feeling about it is that unless you take that dry food and use it as a core of a diet that you create, which includes moisture, and that can come in a lot of different forms, whether it be fresh meats, raw meats, our super gravy and water is an option, canned foods. Eating a dry diet without hydration on board, I'm not talking about a bowl of water next to the bowl. That's not cutting it. You want to create a moist diet that goes into your dog or cat's body, and your dog or cat's body will appreciate it very much because they'll be able to absorb the nutrients. It'll prevent a lot of the stomach trouble that we have out there with colitis and irritable bowel disease. And,
leave me out of this.
I'm sorry?
Leave me out of this. Don't be talking about my diseases.
Oh, okay, Mark. Well, look, you know, when you're in a high-stress environment and training dogs, and I saw the scars on your arms for crying out loud, so you get a pass for me on just about anything with some of the great work that you've done, my friend. What I want my friends out there to understand is I don't care if you're doing $100 a bag dry dog food. Please hydrate the food in some way and create a diet around it. It can be an excellent base, but in and of itself, in my humble opinion, it's not the be-all and end-all of how to feed your pet. Number two is the best dry kibble foods are those with the most and the best meat protein and the lowest percentage of carbs. Okay, so it's a kind of a simple equation. We want more meat protein, less carbohydrates. The problem is that pet food labels, this guaranteed analysis that we've all seen a million times if we look at pet food bags, that just tells us the minimum amount of protein provided, fat, moisture, and fiber, that calculation doesn't really tell you carbohydrate levels of the food, and the creative labeling out there can really lead you astray. So what I want people to understand is that you need to really become a label reader, and it's not the easiest thing in the world because the labels are designed to confuse you. What you want to do is make sure you have a dried protein source like chicken meal or lamb meal, for example. And, that may sound counterintuitive, like, wow, don't we want fresh chicken and fresh lamb? Sure, but if you're turning it into dry pet food, you're going to lose about 70% of that in the formulation as the moisture cooks out of the product. So by using something like lamb meal or chicken meal as your primary ingredient in a dry pet food, you're actually going to be providing a higher level of meat protein. And to calculate carbohydrates, I'm not going to go through it right now, but it's basically there's a formula to do so. Now, what I like is that there are some manufacturers, and please look for them, and they deserve, hats off, is that there are manufacturers that are starting to put the carbohydrate percentage on their analysis. And what it'll say is carbohydrate maximum, and it'll say something like, 20, 25%. If they have that information, that tells me that they're a manufacturer that's really trying to at least give a more detailed information to our consumers. So the one thing that, that can really confuse people is that when they see like a chicken first ingredient type product, and then it starts to, tapioca, pea flour, rice, it starts stacking up the carbs. And we tend to kind of just, with our short attention span, again, we tend to gloss over the details, and we could be feeding a very high carbohydrate diet to our carnivores without knowing it. So, again, we're trying to do the short version here, but it's something really that if you start educating yourself about it, it can make a big difference in your animal's health. Secret number three is that the best quality fat sources give the best coat and skin results, which is, let's face it, that's one of the most important things. When we're looking at our animals, our lovely dogs and our beautiful little kitty cats, one of the things that we can tell their inner health sometimes, and it's a good indicator, really, by their outer appearance. Is their coat supple, smooth, soft? Are they exhibiting the opposite? Is their coat, you know, stiff, oily? Do they seem to scratch and itch a lot? If the latter is the case, it's probably because you're either getting lower quality fats or insufficient quantity of fat. Ultra-low-fat diets are not a great thing for animals, and it's not really the way for animals to lose weight by and large either. What you need is the quality of the fat. So, for example, comparing sunflower oil to beef fat, which is sometimes just labeled animal fat, like in a generic sense, there's 4% linoleic fatty acid in beef fat, and there is 70%, give or take, in sunflower oil. Now, that linoleic fatty acid is an omega-6, and it's very directly responsible for the health of the coat and skin. So when I see people over-shampooing their dogs and trying to address externally what is really happening from inside their body, it frustrates me because, you know, we all want to help people, but sometimes it's hard to get through to folks that shampooing your dog and stripping their natural oils off their body because they're scratching and itching and shedding is the exact opposite of what you really need to do. Start with the inside.
What most people are complaining are the reason most people bathe their dogs, overbathe their dogs, and I agree 100% with you, is because they say, well, my dog smells like a dog. Oh, really? What do you want it to smell like, a skunk?
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
And then on – Tony, on your fat sources, I remember back in the 90s, 1990s, not 1890s, a product called Back to Basics, and it was a really high fat content food. Do you remember that?
I do, and they still might be around out there somewhere, oh. Mark. I think the company still exists, but one of the things that I remember about them, and again, being such an old horse in this dog food business that I am, I've seen pretty much everything down the pike since the early 90s, and again the 1990s.
Right.
I remember that food having a pork protein, and you know, people were very resistant to it. But I see pork really making a comeback in the pet products industry. But it's natural; you have to look for that naturally raised pork products, and you're going to get a really good quality protein. So. You know, that food, as I recall, was 20% fat, and some people would say, well, 20%, isn't that a lot of fat? Well, you know, I just actually answered a letter today to someone who contacted us, through our website, like so many people do, asking about, how much of something that the animal would get if they were an animal with pancreatitis. Well, what I tried to explain in a note, and it can be difficult, is that looking at percentages without comparing them to amounts consumed is the best way to really screw up. Because if you look at something that has 20% fat, but the dog's eating 2 cups a day of it and doing very well, if you compare that to a product that has 15% fat, but the dog needs to eat 3 cups because of the density of the food, well, this concept of, well, I'll do the lower fat diet. The lower-fat diet doesn't mean a thing if you feed more of it because you're consuming that amount of fat. So it would be like saying, I'm drinking a gallon a day of 2% milk as opposed to drinking a cup a day of whole milk. You're going to get a lot more fat in that gallon a day of low-fat milk because you're drinking a gallon of it. So please try to keep in mind, and I hope it made sense the way I just said it, if you look at the percentages and compare them in products without comparing how much you're going to give to your animal, you're going to get lost.
Now, I know that the high fat content helps prevent cancers, tumors, and not to mention their coat.
And again, with the better quality fats, what I say is when something isn't labeled with a name that identifies its source, if you see the word animal fat and it doesn't say beef or lamb or chicken fat, that's a manufacturer that's trying to, I think, get off a little bit on the cheap side because they don't want to commit to what they're going to use next week or the week after that. They're going to buy, generic fats from the market. I think that a formulation should always commit to exactly the source. So if you're using beef fat, call it beef fat. If you're using chicken fat, call it chicken fat. But don't change it every week. And then, therefore, people say, well, I liked the food before, but now it's not working as well. Well, of course it doesn't work as well if the manufacturer is going to change ingredients constantly, and unfortunately, that's legal. If you use that terminology, you can you know, you can use just about any ingredient as long as it fits into that definition.
What's secret number four, Tony?
Well, here's an issue where, okay, we've gotten to a point in our industry, and you know, I was kind of part of helping to make it happen, where we've gone from a lot of average commercial foods to a really huge explosion of high-end dry diets. And I applaud them tremendously because, again, even though I don't think you should feed them alone, I think that the quality level has increased dramatically, and there are some products, and again, I'm not doing brands right now, but there are some products out there that I think are sensational, and they're great products. But if you pay all that money for those foods and you feed them again, just throw them in the bowl, I think it's like kind of like taking a Maserati and running it on three cylinders. You're not getting the most out of that food if you don't help the dog to digest it, and that comes back down again to my beating that drum again of hydration. I'm a little controversial on this because some people think that, you know, it's just fine to just put the food in the bowl, but I'm telling you, I see the difference in the results. Those that hydrate their food on a regular basis or create a diet using dry food with wet ingredients and mix it all together and feed it that way report much better results, happier and healthier dogs. Number five is for our feline friends, even though we're doing the leader of the pack, well, there's a leader of that kitty pack too.
We usually don't mention that word around here, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to make sure that people understand that cats, even more so than dogs, because we have so many of our dog lovers that have cats in their lives as well. So please keep in mind that just multiply it times five in your mind of how important it is that your cat is really totally hydrated, because cats, their little tongues, they don't scoop water like a dog's tongue does, so they don't tend to drink as much. And by not giving them enough moisture in their food, you will open them up to the most, you know, common cat problem, health-wise. I'm not talking about attitude, and that is feline lower urinary tract disease. So please, please feed wet food to your cats, or mix your, if you're doing dry food, which a lot of people do, make sure you augment it with a wet food that's available every single day.
Such as a canned food, you're saying.
Exactly, or okay. You know, moisturize the dry food. That's right. As long as you do that properly. Now, in terms of our next secret, canned dog foods. Now, canned dog foods are a great solution for a lot of folks who want to hydrate their dry food, and that's typically where most of the canned food in our industry gets sold, is the folks who mix it on the dog side, mix it with their dry food. So I applaud those folks because they're obviously spending significant amount of extra money, and they get it that dry food and those chunks of kibble in that bowl are not the be-all and end-all for your dog's diet. However, it's not the only way to introduce hydration. So I just want to tell people that canned foods are great, good quality ones, of course. I always have to make that, you know, that caveat. But do not think that that's your only approach, because it can be very expensive, and you know, if the customer or, you know, the family gets burnt out, so to speak, on spending that extra $40-$50 a month for cases of cans, you can approach it differently. You can hydrate that dry food with, you know, your own fresh meats and some vegetables and water, or you can, you know, use something like our super gravy, which basically it's a granular mix that you use a little bit. And it helps you to mix water with your food and kind of makes the food and the water blend. Because the problem with just adding water to dry kibble is that, think about it, what's dry kibble designed to do? It's designed to last a couple of years, or at least a year, in a bag, and to resist moisture and to resist air. So because of the way it's constructed, when you just dump water into a bowl of kibble, it will help your dog to digest it better. But using something like our super gravy, and honestly, I have to be honest, there's nothing exactly like our super gravy because it's a unique product that we've invented. It creates an interface between the water and the kibble, and it attaches
awesome.
The water to
Tony,
the kibble so it actually digests it.
Tony, we got to run to break real quick, but when we come back, I want to hear more about the super gravy because I am interested. But let's go to break, and we'll be right back.
What do you mean? treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub-fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're talking to Anthony Benny with Clear Conscious Pet. Now, Anthony, we're going to talk a little bit about your products now, because I've got to tell everyone that I'm a huge fan. You know, you met Maverick, and he's a very picky eater. He turned down a lot of treats at the Super Zoo in Vegas. But when he tried the sliders, he did not want to leave y'all's booth. And
I thought we were going to get to bring him home.
The sliders are phenomenal, and I love it. So what I want to hear about is the sliders, and then, of course, this super gravy, because we were so stuck on the sliders, we didn't even get to try super gravy.
Well, I'll give you a quick rundown on both, and again, thank you guys so much. You're so incredibly kind. I can't tell you how much it means to our small family company to have you guys saying such good things about us. The sliders product was the answer to a question, and the question in my mind was, why are the moist treats on the market such garbage? Sorry to say that, but it's the worst. When I looked at what really needed fixing out there, and that's kind of my attitude, I want to fix stuff that's broken. The moist treat category was, I thought, the worst, because it lends itself to a tremendous amount of chemical preservation, because the manufacturer is trying to make a product with low meat content, high moisture, and they try to trick Mother Nature by loading it up with glycerin, which is the most typically used ingredient in these type of products. So I did a lot of research, and I was really turned off to this glycerin thing. So what we did was we started with a blank sheet of paper once again and said, how do we make a tender meat treat without chemicals? And it turns out that, like so many things in life, it's doable, but you have to work at it, and you have to be willing to spend more money and time. And our process to make the sliders is an artisan level, similar to what someone making like a gourmet sausage type product would make, like a prosciutto di Parma or something, where it's naturally cured, but it takes a lot of time. So all the manufacturers that I went to originally when I started the project, most of them were in the pet treat business, and I learned something pretty quickly is that if I'm trying to change the world with my treats, I'm not going to be able to do it with people who have the conventional mindset. So they all wanted me to use all these chemicals, and I said, I'm just not going to do it. So we went a different route and went to artisan-level human food producers and said, we want to teach you how to make pet treats. And it's worked out really, really well. So the sliders, the product that you've tried, and the one that we are offering to everyone, of course, is very high meat content, probably at least approximately, I don't want to give our exact formulations, but it's well over 80% muscle meat. So that means that as opposed to, a lot of like byproduct type meats, it's human grade muscle meat. And then what we do is we balance it holistically. And when I use that term, sometimes, you know, these terms get thrown around. What I mean by that is that I like products that operate on multiple facets of the animal's nutritional needs. So what we've done is we take that high meat diet or that high meat, you know, ingredient, and then we add dried vegetables. We use three color vegetables because they all have different nutrients. We use carrot, spinach, and tomato. So we have the orange, green, and red. And then we also use organic flax to bring in the omega-3s. So you have this neat little treat that's tender. It's the dogs just, as you saw, go crazy for it. And it's also really cleanly, holistically balanced. And the only preservation that we use is some celery powder and sea salt. Excuse me, I'm all choked up. And sea salt.
I have that effect on men.
The process of the cure is where we, you know, we spend that extra time. And the product is just unlike anything on the market. And the thing that people need to know is that if you're using, you know, most of the moist treats out there, you can keep them on your countertop for, you know, days and weeks because of all the chemicals. With Sliders, because it's real food, once you open the seal on the product, we recommend that you refrigerate it certainly within a couple of days. If you're traveling and you have it in a closed pouch, it's not going to go bad right away, but it's real food. You wouldn't cook a steak and slice it and put it in a plastic bag and leave it on your counter for 3 weeks. So Sliders as real food, and I think that most consumers are very happy to see that it should be refrigerated because they know that they're not feeding their dog a bunch of chemicals. So Sliders are available in both a beef and cheddar and a chicken and cheddar. We use natural Kentucky cheddar cheese, and again, we use that in a powdered form, but it's 100% natural cheese, and that means that the product is just, it's sensational tasting to the dog, but we know that, again, we can have a clear conscience feeding it because it's such a pure treat. So, you know, since we've spoken in July, the product just keeps on growing, and, you know, we're, knock wood, it's seems to be something that is really starting to catch on out there because people see that it's so different from the other products. And let's face it, not everyone wants a tough, stringy jerky for their animal. It could be that their animal is older and doesn't want to chew on stuff that's so hard, or it could just be that, you know, the person is you know, looking to give a treat that their animal is going to consume very quickly during training. And since you guys are both involved in training as part of your world, you know, you understand how that can be. If you give something that's dry and crunchy, you know, your dog's sitting there chewing on it when you're trying to get them to the next step of what you're trying to teach. So a little chunk of a slider, it's an immediate gratification for your dog, and it's also because it's moist, it's very quickly dispensed with, as you can see. So the only problem that people report is that they say, we want more. We need double the amount in the bag. I say, well, I'll sell you two bags.
there you go.
So anyway, but now, so that's the slider story, and it's all about let's put real food into people's hands. And, you know, the term treat even, and this is a little strange, but I'll put this out there, is that I call my products treats because it's the accepted terminology in our industry, and to get search results on the internet and everything, you have to use that term. But I really think of our products as snacks. Think about the way you eat or we eat. Now, I'm not talking about you, Mark. I don't know,
okay, good.
You know what you're up to over there. But but the way we eat as humans is that we tend to eat a couple of meals a day, and then we'll grab a snack here and there to kind of keep us going. You know, a treat sounds like you're trying to reward your dog for doing, you know, a trick or some, you know, some behavior. Whereas what we're really doing is trying to augment their diet by keeping their energy level up during the day. So I like to really think of my products actually as healthy snacks that add to your dog's diet instead of taking away and adding empty calories. So if your dog eats a few sliders a day, they are not going to be losing any of their nutritional value. They're going to actually be eating really good nutrition. So they might eat a little less of their dinner, but their overall balance of the diet is not going to be affected in a negative way. So, you know, snacking is something that, you know, your dog is not going to really maintain a great energy level all day if you feed them once a day, I'm sorry to say. You know, just think about it. It's just not, if you just ate once, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night after someone comes home from work, well, you're going to really have some energy issues during the day, and that tends to lead to overeating because the dogs get so ravenous because they're only eating that single meal a day. that they, you know, that they get to become what we call food hounds, right? So what I like to say is keep some healthy snacks around and chews, stuff like our trachea chews are fantastic because that keeps them busy for a while. And you're going to find that your dog doesn't become so food obsessed if they get a few little things during the day to kind of help keep them going, just like we would do ourselves. So that's our philosophy of providing snack, high nutrient snacks for our dogs, and it's it works very well if it's used properly.
Well, let's get into that super gravy because I want to try that on some taters.
Well, the super gravy is something that it truly is a super product, and the reason that I, again, here's my Mr. Fix-It mentality. I realize there's a lot of folks out there that, first of all, this hydration thing is really large on my mind, as you know from our earlier discussion. And also, there are so many consumers, because I've spent, countless thousands of hours over the years in retail stores and training retail store employees in the pet industry. And one of the most common things is a customer walks in and says, my friend, my companion here is tired of the food. Doesn't seem like he's eating it like he used to. And so you wind up switching around diets a lot, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but it can lead to a lot of dietary disruption and stomach issues and dogs with loose stools because they're changing the food a lot. And so there are products on the market that are so-called pet gravies, and when I looked at them, I was really, really not happy at all with what I saw. It's basically ketchup for dogs. It's, you're paying for 80% water and glycerin, again, coming back into the picture to make it like gloppy, and then synthetic vitamins and minerals, which you're already getting in your dog's food. So adding those synthetic vitamins doesn't excite me either. So I said to myself, what's the real purpose of these products? And the purpose is to create a much higher flavor level in a dry food, and you can use it with, with wet foods or with frozen, raw, whatever, but the biggest users of the super gravy are those who have a high-quality dry food that they've chosen, and the super gravy is going to make the flavor jump up about, 10 times from what it is out of the bag. And I said, I don't need to sell my customers water. They've got the darn water at home. So what I did was I kind of reversed the process in my mind and started with all natural ingredients, of course. And I said, hey, just put in the bag what we need so that if you put a small amount into a bowl and mix it with warm water, it helps the water and the kibble to interact so that it starts to break that kibble down like we were talking about before for digestibility. So it's an elegantly simple concept. We've taken dried...
Tony, we got to pay for this show, so save that thought. I want to talk more about super gravy, but we'll be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we are talking to holistic canine nutritional expert, Anthony Benny. And we've been talking about his products, and before we left, we were talking about Super Gravy, which I cannot wait to try. And then I want to move right into what I really want to hear about, and that is we share a passion of helping veterans and service dogs. So, Anthony, let's finish on Super Gravy, and then tell us about this new project.
Yes, I'll wrap up the Super Gravy thing quickly. You know, first of all, for complete information, go to thesupergravy.com. It takes you to the Super Gravy page on the Clear Conscience website, so it's a quick way to get there. And also, of course, if you guys are okay with it, you can also offer a link on your website to the top 10 secrets and the Super Gravy info. All that is easily provided. But just to wrap up on the Super Gravy, for the average medium to extra large dog, it's a teaspoon and a half per serving, so depending on how many times you feed your dog a day. But most people use that once a day and mix it with the dry food. The average retail is $11, $12, $10 to $12. You're talking about 35 to 40 cents a day. I mean, it's a heck of a lot less than a cup of coffee, and it can dramatically change the way your dog enjoys their food and digest their food. So, and like everything we make, it's 100% guaranteed. We very rarely have people that have any dissatisfaction with our products. It's ridiculously rare. But our philosophy is we do not have unhappy customers, because if they're unhappy, we make them happy. So don't ever worry about trying our products and taking, quote unquote, a risk. First of all, the products are impeccably pure. But second of all, we stand behind them, not 100, but 1,000%, because we believe that our partnership is with you as a consumer and as a friend, and that's the way we operate our business. So jump in, find out more about Super Gravy. I can tell you, if you read some of the testimonials, you'll be blown away. It's a product that just works, and it works simply and purely. So let's talk about, and I was so excited, Susan, when I got your email about your project for the service dogs for the veterans, because, and with the news the last couple of weeks, and thankfully, where everyone is on the political spectrum, and Lord knows we don't want to go there today, we're glad that the mess that was going on in Washington seems to have abated, at least for a bit. But think about who some of the first victims of that were and how unfair it is. Our veterans who've given, in some cases, of course, everything, and in many cases have given up their health for our security, we're being kicked in the can here, so to speak, by this nonsense that was going on. So I got involved with this project a couple of months ago, and when all this started happening, I was like, my gosh, it's so timely that we're involved in this. So Lonnie Hodge, who's just a phenomenal new friend, and he's the gentleman that put the book together. He is a Vietnam area veteran, and really unique is that he was a late era Vietnam person, and his father was in like the first wave in Vietnam, and he was a career soldier. So, amazingly enough, both he and his father are Vietnam veterans. And Lonnie did and has suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. And very sadly, was in a very, very bad place in his life where he was considering suicide. And I know that's a crazy thing to say, but this is, from his own biography. And what wound up happening is that Lonnie connected with a service dog named Gander, who was trained in a prison. And it changed his life in every way. And it's put him on a mission to go out and help other veterans with these problems and physical problems as well. But according to Lonnie, and this just shocked me and disturbed me, there's 20 to 21 veterans per day that take their own lives. And it's just, I can't even grasp that statistic. And so suicide prevention is a huge, huge factor here. And what these dogs do for the veteran, like they do for a lot of other disabled people, but we're focusing on the veterans right now, is give them a whole new outlook on life. And those of us who love dogs, as we obviously all do here, we understand how they can contribute to our psychic health. But when you're talking about someone who's so badly damaged by experiences that some of us, and thankfully for most of us, we can't imagine because we haven't been in war, the healing power of dogs is remarkable. So what Lonnie did was he wanted to take it to another level, and he put together a book called In Dogs We Trust. And what it is it's a compilation of just amazing, heartwarming stories, some from soldiers who worked with dogs on the battlefield, and some with, you know, stories about other aspects of life with their dogs, you know, and there are several really great authors involved. I'm like the amateur involved here, although I am a writer, but I'm humbled by the company that I'm in this book. So the book was really just released this week, and if you just go to Amazon Kindle, the Kindle store, I think is the easiest way to do it, but you can just search on Amazon. And there will be other ways to get the book, but right now this is the fastest way I can get people to see it. And just search In Dogs, plural, We Trust. There are a couple of other books with that name, but it should be the first one listed, but look for Gander. He's actually listed, Gander the Service Dog, as the author, and Lon Hodge, H-O-D-G-E, and Alex Thurman is the editor. So you make sure that you see those things, and you'll make sure you have the right book. It's only a $7.99 download, and every, you know, all profits, you know, over the expenses of creating the book, which, you know, do add up a bit, but, you know, I've gotten involved in the project and helping with it, and every penny over that is going to go directly to these important causes with the veterans and the service dogs. So I think you'll find the book is really enjoyable. The chapter that I contributed, or the story I contributed, is about Taylor Bay, our dog that we adopted from Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean, and the story of how that all came to happen. So I don't want to, you know, talk too much about the details of the story, but it's kind of a spiritual story, and it talks about how dogs find us, and how I kind of think that we don't know sometimes. I think that we think that we influence our dogs more than they influence us, but I kind of started to believe it's the other way around. Our dogs are directing our lives, I think, more than we're directing theirs sometimes. So please check out the book, and if everything is up and running as it should be, the book, at the end of the book, there should be a small little sponsor blurb about Clear Conscience Pet, and, you know, we didn't want to make it seem like we were, like, trying to commercialize this, but we wanted to contribute. So those who buy the book or buy the download, there are some offers in there, and one of them is a very generous. It's a $10 discount on three packages of our product, which adds up to around $30. So it's $10 off on a $30 purchase. And, you know, we're doing that totally out of our pockets. So people, if they buy the book, really honestly, they'd be getting the book for free and making money because they're getting a $10 coupon and getting an $8 download. So the most important thing to know about the book is every person in there who contributed as a writer did so for nothing. And some of them, again, you know, Ted Carasotti, the author of Merle's Door, one of my favorite dog books of all time, is in the book. And I don't want to give anyone else short shrift. I just happen to be privileged of knowing Ted a little bit and to help to get him involved in this. But we're talking about superb writing. Myself, not bragging about myself. I hope people like my story. But we're talking about some really just super quality writing, and it's just full of heart. It's the book, you know, In Dogs We Trust. You know, the subtitle should be, how to put your heart in front of your mind when it comes to your relationship with animals, and how important that can be. So the fact that you're involved, as you are, Susan, in helping veterans get service dogs, and you just have a new dog being placed, I couldn't be more thrilled, and I definitely want to make sure that we provide some support for your folks too, and offer them the ability to get our products for special pricing. And we try to do as many things as we can, and not necessarily so worried about talking about it. We just want to make sure that we're helping. So I want to salute you for being actively involved, and I can't wait to get you and Lonnie on the phone together or communicating together. You're going to absolutely adore him. He's just one of the finest people I've ever had the privilege of meeting in my career, and I consider myself very, very lucky to be involved in this. So we certainly appreciate that you're giving us the opportunity to talk about it. And again, it's In Dogs We Trust, and you can get it on Amazon and download it to your Kindle or other e-reader. And I think that you'll find that it's incredibly enjoyable read. And there will be a hardcover or a hard copy version. I'm not sure if it's going to be paperback or hardcover, but the timing on that's probably in the next couple months, and there are some other authors that will be jumping in. But for the initial phase right now, the book is ready to go, and I would be highly appreciative of any of your wonderful audience if they would check the book out, because they'll be doing something really positive and also reading some stories that I think that they're going to need a tissue box nearby on some of these stories, because it's just so, it's just such great stuff, and it's so real. So
yeah, we thank you so much for being on, Anthony, and we are definitely going to have to talk after the show. So let's plan on talking on the phone, and we are out of time for this week.
Well, thank you guys so much. And please,
welcome.
If you don't mind, put those download links on your site, because your listeners, I'm sure, will be quick to get to your website. But if they need to come to our site, just remember it's Clear Conscience, ConsciencePet.com, pet.com, clearconsciencepet.com. And everything we talked about is all right there. And guys, thank you so much for your gracious hospitality, and I look forward to the next opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you,
Tony. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week.